Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Sam.
And we today are going to check in with Germany's best known virologist, the country's top virologist. At this point, most countries have a face that they associate with, you know, the best scientific information regarding the pandemic. This in Germany is a guy named Christian Drosten.
Yeah, he's made quite a name for himself. He has a hit podcast. Yeah. Who would have thought?
Downloaded 15 million times. Again, this is in German, so that means a ton of Germans are listening to this guy every week or so. He's also got a long history with the original SARS-CoV-1 virus, the first one that went around the world in 2003.
Yep, so he knows coronaviruses.
Very, very, very well. He's also very photogenic. That has kind of, no, it's been discussed. People have talked about that fact. The guy's very popular here in Germany. And some of our colleagues in Berlin had a chance to catch up with him very quickly in a hallway. And they asked him arguably the most important question that's on everyone's mind right now.
Yeah, when is this going to be over?
We will have vaccines during the next year to come. I guess it will last until end of the next year, until significant parts of the population can be provided a vaccine. So there's a significant difference between the first clearance of a vaccine and then the provision of the vaccine to the whole of the population.
So coming out of this pandemic is obviously very dependent on a vaccine or a treatment, but really a lot of people are putting hopes in a vaccine at this point.
Yeah, and another reminder, when the vaccine comes out, you're not immunized until you get pricked in the arm. So don't go to a party just when there's, you know, the announcement's been made. Don't go to a party.
Another thing there that was interesting is he's saying, you know, end of 2021. So we're more than a year away from coming out of this. But Germany's health minister recently said that Germany hopes to have a vaccine widely available and getting to that herd immunity through vaccination by mid-2021. So that's 6 months earlier. So really a difference there between the political hopes for where we're going to be and maybe the scientific reality or scientific caution about what's realistic.
Sure, sure. Another big question, speaking of Europe and other countries throughout the world, where are the hotspots right now? Or that might even be the wrong word. Where are things not looking as good as they should be?
Well, India is the current biggest concern. India has a big population density and the virus is spreading. I wouldn't say in an uncontrolled fashion, but it is almost like this. Then, of course, areas in South America, but also in the Northern Hemisphere, winter is coming, and there are areas, including in Europe, where there is little control. So I believe there are countries, including in Europe, that will have to impose stricter measures very soon.
So pretty much everywhere concerns him.
that's one way of putting it. I mean, to be more specific, when he says India, India is rapidly approaching 100,000 new infections per day. This graph, this number just keeps slowly going up. That is a big number, but proportional to the population, not the same as in other countries. I mean, India's got 1.35 billion people. South America, when he's talking South America, if you go to these charts that list infections by country and switch it to infections per million people or 100,000 people, that's where you see a lot of South American countries suddenly start popping up. Peru, long at the top of that list in terms of South America. Also Chile, Argentina, and of course, Brazil in terms of raw infection numbers. But unfortunately, yeah, he says Europe there. And France, just toward the end of last week, 13,000 new infections. Spain, 14,000 new infections in one day. Germany here, another peak, at least, you know, since the beginning of the crisis, 2,300. So these are worrying numbers.
Yeah, and that's just what's going on today. These predictions aren't looking very good either. In the UK, the chief scientific advisor there just said that they think they could see 50,000 cases a day by mid-October.
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. So really bad forecasts for the fall and winter, which is another reason all of us should be very, very careful.
And speaking of forecasts, Drosten was also asked what he expects to see here in Germany this autumn and winter.
We will see an increase in incidence as in other countries of Europe, France, the UK, Spain. What we're seeing there is what we will see in Germany if we don't react very early on in a way that needs to be adjusted, that needs to be let's say, bearable for the economy and at the same time targeted. And this is a very difficult task, to find the right point of time when to somehow modify the intervention measures that are in place now. The big challenge is actually to recognize the turning point.
Yeah, there he's sounding a bit vague when he's talking about Germany, but in his next answer, he gets much more specific about what the country and the health system and regular people should do.
It's wearing masks. There is clear scientific proof. Then, of course, it seems there is support for hand hygiene. There is independent support for keeping distance. Another very important intervention is to speak to the public. So everybody has to know about the basic principles of transmission of this virus. It is not sufficient to impose rules that people don't understand. So the cooperation of the population, especially in the coming weeks and months over autumn and winter, is probably one of the most important functions in the whole concept to intervene. And then we are hoping for a vaccine. We have to hope for a vaccine. There is no other way out of the situation.
Yeah, one thing he says that I think is really important and kind of underestimated or not really discussed is the ability of government officials to communicate good, clear, scientifically based information to the public. It feels to me like here in Germany, most people have been relatively well informed. If you talk to them about hand washing, the need for masks, and even aerosol transmission way early on, they knew what that was about. The mix of media and the way government officials are talking and having Christian Drosten communicating weekly has seemed, in my opinion, to work here. People follow the rules.
Yeah, I mean, I think the following the rules is really important. But like you said, that communicating science in a way that people can understand, but also can understand that this is still a virus we're learning about.
And for any fans of German virology or the kind of the view from Germany, Christian Drosten is popular enough that his podcasts, they're automatically transcribed in German. I don't expect our listeners out there to speak German. A lot of people do take the time to translate those, or you can drop them into a translator. And by doing that, you get the freshest information almost arguably on earth directly from this guy's mouth every week on his podcast. But otherwise, you can stick with us. We will keep updating you on what he says and the latest from here in Germany.
And if you have any questions about coronavirus or not, about anything other
else,
science topics, you can always get in touch with us at su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.